This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. We begin by thanking and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Him, we ask Him for His guidance. We seek refuge in Him from the evil within ourselves and from the evil consequences of our poor choices. We bear witness that there is no one and nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exclusively alone. We bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His last and final messenger and beloved prophet. We beseech Allah to shower His last and final messenger with His mercy and peace and blessings and upon his family and his companions and all those who follow his sunnah, his way, until the end of time. It's very important that we remind ourselves that we renew our taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this blessed day of Friday. It's a blessed Friday. And how we enjoy those blessings is by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "Inna shara'i' al-Islam qad kathurat 'alayya." In an authentic hadith, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "O Messenger of Allah, the rulings and the laws and the do's and don'ts and all of these different acts of worship, there's a lot going on in this religion. And I feel like it's too much for me. So can you guide me towards something that I can stick to, that I can hold on to?" And the Prophet ﷺ gave him the answer and encouraged him to focus on one particular act of worship. We will get to it in a moment. But from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us understand first that it is from His mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many different opportunities and so many different ways of coming close to Him. And Allah has given us so many different acts and different actions that we can take to gain closeness to Him, and to seek His pleasure, and to fulfill our purpose. What is our purpose? To be submitting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything that we do. To make sure that Allah is pleased with us. To make sure that our death comes upon us, and we are in a state of doing what is pleasing to Allah, protecting ourselves from that which is not pleasing to Him. That's our purpose. And Allah has given us so many opportunities in this perfect deen of ours, to gain closeness to Him. Now some people may find that they are more attracted or that they will find their heart inclining to a particular act of worship, and that's good. For example, some people love to fast. They love fasting, they love a sawm. So they will fast voluntarily throughout the year a lot. Some people love and it's good for them and it's easy for them to get up in the night and make qiyamul layl. And they do that often. And that's beautiful. But some people might be listening and they say, "You know what, that's really difficult for me. I'll do it from time to time, but regularly throughout the year, voluntarily, it's too difficult." So today, let us focus and just spend a few minutes reminding one another of an act of worship that is the easiest, أسهل العبادات, the easiest act of worship. And not easy for some, but difficult for someone else. I guarantee that it is easy across the board for every single person. For every single person. And that is the remembrance of Allah, ذكرullah. That companion that came to the Messenger of Allah and said, "There are so many laws and so many do's and don'ts. Guide me towards one thing. The Prophet ﷺ said, لا يزال, make sure always, continuously, your lisan, your tongue is ratib, is moist, bidhikrillah. Meaning you're always remembering Allah with your tongue. That's the easiest of acts of worship. And one of the heaviest on the scales, on the Day of Judgment. Now here's something very interesting. Usually when something is very easy, you'll find most people flocking towards it. The path of least resistance, right? Whatever is easiest, most people want to do that. They want to spend less effort. So with the incredible ease of the act of worship of dhikr, it's unfortunate that many of us forget to remember. Forget to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Qur'an is full of verses encouraging us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We could spend so much time just going over these verses and reflecting upon them. The collections of sayings of the Prophet ﷺ are full of ahadith encouraging us to make dhikr. But just notice one thing about all of these verses in the Qur'an, that out of all of the different acts of worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged us to make dhikr kathira, in abundance. And that's the only act of worship in the Qur'an that Allah used this adverb with. Remember Allah, كثيرا, وذكر الله كثيرا. Remember Allah, a lot. And because we understand that there is cause and effect, let us look at what the repercussions of not making dhikr are. We'll just focus on a couple that are mentioned in the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Allah warns us to be like those who forgot about Allah. Forgot about remembering Him. Got so caught up in the daily activities and the daily routine and the enjoyments and the challenges and the pleasures and all the things happening in our lives that they forgot to do the easiest and simplest act of worship, remembrance of Allah. So what was the result of that? فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. They ended up forgetting about themselves. What does that mean? The scholars of tafsir said that their own affairs, for their own good, they were forgetting about them and negligent. Because they forgot about that which is most important, their Creator. Allah says, don't be like those people. Don't be like those people that forgot Allah. And so the result of that was that they ended up forgetting about themselves and what's good for themselves. In another place in the Qur'an, in Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a few verses that are really, really intense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. That person that turned away from the remembrance of Allah, they will have a constricted, restricted life. مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. That's in the dunya. Then what happens in the next life? وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. This person will be resurrected on the Day of Judgment, blind. But they were seeing perfectly fine in the dunya. What happened? قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. This person will call out on the Day of Judgment, oh Allah, why did you resurrect me blind? I was seeing perfectly fine in dunya. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Allah will say, well, in the dunya when you were able to see, our verses, our ayat came to you. Everything in the cone around you. We are blessed to live in one of the most beautiful parts of the world. In terms of the nature and the geography. All of these things that we see around us are ayat. Reminders to remember the Creator of these things. They didn't just pop out of nowhere. If they're so beautiful and so perfect and so amazing, then how beautiful and perfect and amazing is their Creator? So all of these ayat came, but this person didn't remember Allah. He forgot about Allah. فَنَسِيْتَهَا. Forgot about these signs and forgot about Allah. And so on that day, tunsa, on that day that person will be forgotten. And they will find themselves blind. While they had the vision to recognize and see the blessings of Allah and the signs of Allah and then remember Allah for it, be grateful to Allah, glorify Allah, that didn't happen in the dunya. And so in the akhirah, the situation will be a lack of vision. A lack of vision. But see, in the Quran and in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, we always have a balance. We see the negative consequences of negative actions, and we see the positive consequences. Always. And so also we find a lot of mention of what are the results of doing dhikr. In fact. And one that is so beautiful and very interesting in terms of the timeliness, considering today's date and yesterday's. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Allah commands us to remember Him. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. So that's the first result. Allah says, do dhikr of Allah, Allah will do dhikr of you. Allah will make mention of you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does atf. He follows that up right away with another result. وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And be grateful, have shukr, have gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't be ungrateful. That will lead to disbelief. The scholars, they said, these two phrases, these two clauses are perfectly paired with each other. Because a person who regularly and consistently remembers Allah, they will also be grateful to Allah. They will also, it will be very easy for them to practice the habit of giving thanks to Allah. Now that's very interesting, considering the holiday that many people celebrated yesterday. And on that note, actually, being grateful has many manifestations. Being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with words, with dhikr, statements, with acts of worship, with behavior, with giving for others, with being thankful to others. But also recognizing. Recognizing what you have to benefit due to the efforts of other people. Whoever is not grateful to other people is not grateful to Allah. Now that's especially interesting considering this holiday. If you ask most people about this holiday, they will say, well, you know, it's a time for us to get together with family and have a good meal. Nice. Sounds nice. Maybe you speak with some people that have a bit more of a deeper understanding. They will mention some history to you and they will say, well, you know, there was a time when there were settlers and then there were the Native Americans and they got together and they had this beautiful feast. And so we commemorate that wonderful event. How beautiful. But is that really in fact the true history? Is that really in fact what happened? It's really unfair for us to pretend and to ignore actual historical facts. And to deny the suffering of people. For many people, this day is not a holiday. It's a day of mourning. And a day to remember a lot of suffering. A day to remember a lot of genocide. And a lot of massacres. And a lot of sterilization. And a lot of forced assimilation. This is a day when a lot of people are remembering that because that's their history. Are we recognizing that? Are we recognizing that? Now, some people will say, well, let's not, you know, it's not haram. We're not talking about halal and haram here. We're talking about being ethical, being moral, being caring and genuine, standing up for justice and recognizing true history. That's what we are talking about. So if somebody wants to get together with their family and friends and enjoy a good meal, by all means do so. But do so in a way that is respectful to the legacy of people that have gone through a lot of suffering. And do so in a way that is educational for your children and your families to understand what really happened. I read a beautiful article and it said, if you're going to live on this land, and this is especially pertinent because a lot of us here are immigrants or children of immigrants or grandchildren of immigrants. I myself am a child of immigrants. And so we come to this country and we have a lot of blessings and we have a lot of things that we are enjoying. But are we recognizing where all of this came from? And what happened way before we got here or our parents or grandparents got here? I read a beautiful article that said if you're going to live on this land, then remember whose land it is and who lived on it before you got here. And be prepared to unlearn some of the stories that you were told that were not necessarily true. That's part of being grateful people. All of these are byproducts of gratitude. A habit that is inspired by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A practical ibadah. It's not just to only seclude yourself, which is good, seclude yourself and do some dhikr, shed some tears. The Prophet ﷺ said that's a person that will have the shade of Allah's throne. But let that seep into your behavior and your actions and your dealings with people as well. That part of this habit of dhikr that you are doing, you are developing gratitude, you are being grateful to people, you are being grateful to Allah, you are recognizing the struggles of people that came before you, you are understanding history truly as it is. All of these are byproducts of gratitude, which is a byproduct of dhikr. Glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah commands us to stand up for justice. So let us embody that principle. Another positive result of dhikr, another benefit of dhikr, is to wipe away some of the poor choices that we have done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَى لِلذَّاكِرِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that hasanat, and the scholars here, they said al-hasanat, it is am, it is general. It includes all positive and good things. And some of the scholars of tafsir, they gave an example, they said this is like istighfar. This simple dhikr with your tongue, astaghfirullah, will wipe away as-sayyi'at. We have so many poor choices that we make, we don't notice them. We don't keep a record of them regularly. So let us also continuously and constantly be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our tongues and out loud, and encouraging one another so that we can wipe away all of these poor choices. Meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our scales heavy on the Day of Judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a parable, an authentic hadith, that the likelihood of the one who remembers Allah and the one who doesn't is like the parable of the one who is dead and one who is alive. In another very similar narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Bayt, the house, within which there is dhikr, there is remembrance of Allah. Contrasted with the house, within which there is no remembrance of Allah, is like the one who is dead and one who is alive. So let us bring life back to our hearts. Let us bring life back into our homes with the dhikr and with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim. ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات وذكر الحكيم أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم Repent to Allah, for He is the most merciful, most forgiving. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the easiest and one of the greatest and one of the heaviest acts of worship and one of the most valuable. So let us not forget about it and let us develop into a habit. And dhikr is a wide chapter. It includes so many things. Of the best forms of dhikr is salah. Allah said, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي Establish salah to my remembrance, for my remembrance. Salah contains within it recitation of Qur'an. It contains within it dua. It contains within it glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of these beautiful individual adhkar are great and they are all within the salah. Recitation of Qur'an is something that must be a part of our regular lives. How long has it been since we just recited Qur'an? While driving, sitting in traffic, you can recite a few verses, or you can listen to some. You can make dhikr. On this blessed day of Friday, we are encouraged to increase in our salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Friday and every single day, all of our dhikr and our dua should be filled, beginning and end and middle, with salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you see something wonderful from the creation of Allah, glorify Allah. Remember Allah. When some good news reaches you, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are taught dhikr before we enter the bathroom. We are supposed to remember Allah. When we exit the bathroom, we are supposed to remember Allah. Before we eat, we are supposed to remember Allah. Before we drink, we are supposed to remember Allah. If you trip on, fall on something, you remember Allah. All the time, constantly. When you exit your house, when you enter your house. All of these daily actions, they are beautiful, small, simple adhkar. Let us learn them. Teach them to our children, our family members, and get in the habit of always having the name of Allah on our tongues. And reaping the rewards from that. Expansiveness in this life, vision, and heavy scales in the akhirah. And being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who listen and follow the best of what they hear. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are al-dhakirin Allah kathiran wa al-dhakirat. Those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. The males amongst us and the females. Just to call your attention to a few important announcements. Tonight there will not be the usual weekly FFN program, as this is a long weekend and many people are traveling or spending time with their family, and we encourage you all to do so. So we will not be having an FFN program tonight. Many masajid in the Southern California area have come together and they have a toy drive to bring some new, unused, sealed toys and give them to a large group of refugees that have recently arrived here in the Southern California area. A simple and small gesture to put a smile on many children's faces. So you will find in many of the masajid these boxes to collect the toys. And this is an important announcement to keep in mind. The deadline for that will be the 17th of December. So if you'd like to partake in that, please do so. Ibadallah. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will make mention of you. واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will increase you. ولذكر الله أكبر. The remembrance of Allah is the greatest. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Allah is fully aware of what we do. وأقم الصلاة.